Like, I will key in. I'm country. Take me to D-flat C-sharp, dog. We like black keys. We like black keys. Stuff like, I'm a soldier in the army. We went to the same church. To the same church. You know, I'm a soldier in the I'm a soldier. Let's go, let's go. Everybody clap your hands. I got about 2 minutes to let this go. Y'all ready? They would sing this, mom. I don't know why they would say. They would say, if I die, let me die. And the, I'm like, why would you say that? If I die, let me die. Say, oh, if I die, let me die. Yeah, if I die, let me die. Sunday morning, everybody clap your hands. I feel churchy. I feel content. Yeah, everybody clap your hand. So I grew up on stuff like that, and I didn't understand the songs. And so another song will come out of the blue. Some of y'all may not know this, you may. They will say, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I told you, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. And then we'll do it. Everybody clap your hands. Moving around, clapping my hands and jumping. And I'm like, bruh, these songs are really, really good. So somebody will jump up and then you'll hear another one like this. It will say, live and he love me. Come on, church, set. Free me forever. One day is coming back. Glorious day. Come on, one more time. Live and he love. What you done for me? You say what? Jesus, I'll never say. How you what? Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. I said, God is a good God. Come on, church. I said, God is a good God. I said, God. Everybody clap your hands. Clap your hands. Now the devil's in between them. Clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Oh, 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 oh. So I grew up on stuff like that. I didn't, you know, since this is our first time, we on a date tonight.
What's going on? What's going on? We're here. Y'all see, I got a special guest with me this morning. She did not want to be put down, so we got a special guest this morning. She's going to help me with my devotional today. How everybody doing? I pray everyone is having a great and glorious day. We are super excited about what God is doing. She's going to help me this morning. Say hey, Omari. Say hey, everybody. Hey. Okay, she looking at herself. She ain't really trying to deal with nobody else. Hey, say hey. 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 All right. So our devotion today is going to come from 1 John 4, verse 8. And it says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Why would I have her on here? I'm glad y'all asked. Y'all asked real good questions. Come on, come on, show that love. Oh, show that love, show that love. All right. So I'm we're talking today about whoever does not love does not know God. John 3:16, one of the most quoted verses in the Bible, says it like this: that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I just, you know, I looked at that and I thought about it, and looking in her eyes and thinking about my love and care for her has made me realize to everybody that how great God is and how amazing this thing about life is, and how God, love is what saved us. So whoever does not love does not know God. So what are you trying to say? That if you have no love in your heart, if you don't appreciate what people have going on, you don't appreciate what's happening, what's matriculating in your everyday life. I'm just telling you today that you have to appreciate where God is and what he is doing. Because if you don't, then you don't understand love. And if you can't catch love, then you won't understand why God did what he did. And see, sometimes when you're trying to figure out what God is doing and why God is trying to figure all of this other stuff out, and you're trying to figure out what God is trying to do, understand, it's all right. Don't let any of that other stuff go, because love conquered it all. What was the cross? It was love. What was the stuff that people have talked about? It was love. What makes you hold on when other people are ignoring you and making you feel any kind of way? It was love. Love passes all of that. And guess what? When the love is gone, that's when God left. When love exited the scene, God exited the scene. When God moved and changed stuff, that's when God moved around, because it was all because of love. Wars are fought behind this word. Why didn't you give this a name? Because I just wanted to talk about this four letter word, love. It's just an amazing, amazing word. It's an amazing phrase. It's an amazing thought process, because I just wanted to come and tell somebody, because you might not have ever heard anybody tell you this all day in the time that you've been up and what you had going on and what you made happen in your everyday life. But hold on to this. I love you. God loves you. And why am I going through what I'm going through? Because love held me. Love is patient. Love is kind. I got Bible for days just talking about this four letter word that some of us throw around and throw away to seem to be so easy. But guess what? Love makes you forgive. Love makes you forget. Love makes you look past. Because guess what? He looked beyond my faults and saw all of my needs. Love is just that amazing. And guess what? When somebody says they don't have any love for you, they don't understand anything, understand. Verse 8 says it so clearly. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. How can you have love? How can you have God without love? That's why I never understood why hateful people always try to stay active in different stuff. Move out of my way, because love conquers all of that. I don't care what people say about me. Love will beat that up. I love you. Let's go to God in prayer. Thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for your powers, God. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for looking past all of our issues, our concerns, our frailties, our dilemmas. God, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your anointing. God, in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Love you all. Say bye. Okay, she's not feeling that no more. All right, y'all. See y'all tomorrow at noon.